This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I don't really know. I feel like my head's still spinning. I can't really explain what happened this morning. I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play. And so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today. But like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit. But yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
All right, that is Scotty Scheffler here as we welcome you back. TD Green live at Niagara Frontier Golf Club here in Youngstown, talking about stretching in a jail cell. That's not normally, Jeff, what you would advise as your pre-round routine.
Yeah, that, it would be tough to focus. Yes, you got to do something when you're in the jail cell, I guess, though. But, yeah, I can't imagine trying to come back from, just emotionally, mentally, from something that jarring. Just to be, any encounter with police can get your heart rate up, and it'd be take a while to get it down. So, impressive that he can do it. Impressive how he plays. It just proves that it's like flipping a switch for him once he gets on the golf course. He's just absolutely automatic.
Yeah. So just officially, the PGA of America announcing that the round two, the resumption, that we've got a handful of groups still to go here. Mm-hmm. It's been delayed due to heavy fog.
Okay.
I know there's even been some fog in Western New York this morning in certain areas. So that will push back the start here this morning. The delay continues. Third round tee times then will eventually go off in threesomes now, and they'll use the front and the back, first and 10. They're looking at the last tee time going to be approximately 1:40 p.m. So we may have a little bit later than what we originally thought. There wasn't officially tee times given for the leaders because round two hadn't finished yet. So it was supposed to finish this morning in around 7:15, and play has been delayed again at Valhalla due to heavy fog.
So. Well, they have to repair. So, yes. Yeah, you have to consider the players that need to finish yet for your pairings. And so that has to be done. And there's a lot of logistics for that because all the players then need to be notified of their time and they have to be given a certain amount of time to be prepared to play. You can kind of guess where your time might be as a player. You have a very good idea, but things will bump here and there. They'll give it an approximate time or a window that they'll play in. And the players will be there plenty early anyway, getting stretched out, getting their TPI, getting in the gym, doing their fitness programs, maybe take a little extra time chipping and putting or working on something that they want to get better at for the weekend. And there's always something to work on. Even if you're Scottie Scheffler, there's some shot he wants to get better at, and that's why he is where he is, I guess, today. Right?
I mentioned Koepka last segment. I want to put a stat at you here. Koepka's five back. He missed four putts yesterday. Between 3 and 6 feet.
Jeez.
So, I mean, even if, I mean, that can't, you know, anybody can miss a 3 to 6
right.
footer.
Especially
like that happens.
On PGA Championship type greens. They're,
right.
They're not easy.
But let's just say, you know, because he, you know, he is one of the best players in the world. Let's just say he missed four. I mean, let's say he makes
two.
Even just two of those four. Mm-hmm. Well, he's at 9 under.
Well, I still think
now
he's in it.
I still think he's in it, too, because he is playing great. He bounced back really well from those couple of missed short putts.
He had an interesting quote. That when he's playing with his buddies, he can't break par. But you go to a major championship, and for some reason he focuses, and that's, you know, he has to be playing for something, I think. And once he steps up at a major championship, his game just, the lights just seem to go on for that guy.
He was five back entering the third round when he won the U.S. Open at Shinnecock a few years ago, and that is exactly where he is right now. Five back, and...
Is he the best major player in the last 5 years? Is he the best in our majors?
Yeah. Yes, in the post Tiger domination era,
yeah.
I would say yes.
Maybe he hasn't won. I mean, he's won a bunch, but
he's won five.
That's pretty darn good. Yeah.
I would say yes, and I'll even just because you know the reinforcement of like, yeah, he's won five. So yes,
and he comes off LIV and wins last year at the PGA. So
yeah, I think he doesn't at all give off the impression. I mean, he's publicly said it like. That majors he loves because he's like, I got half the field beat already because they've already psyched themselves out from the event just like being, you know, it's a major and it's nerve-wracking. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to buy into that.
I always love that attitude. Yeah. That's like when it's raining, I always felt like half the field doesn't want to be here, so I don't mind it.
And he has such a different approach unlike others. And, you know, I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but you've got some of these players, you know, it was always a comparison for a while there when Koepka and DeChambeau kind of had their feud of Bryson's tinkering. He's on the range before. He's on the range after. He's hitting in the dark.
He's slow.
Right. He's slow. Koepka gets annoyed by slow play. He just wants to play. You know, they ask Koepka about, you know, what do you got to work on or whatever. He's like, I'm going to go home and sleep or I'm going to go home and just relax. Like, he's not, he definitely is not in that, like, I need to tinker and everything. He's basically, when I'm on the course here, I'm ready to go kind of thing. And it's not to say that he doesn't practice or prepare. Like, I don't want to put it that way, but it's just a different approach. And for Koepka, he's able to handle that. Some people might say, look, he kind of comes off standoffish or arrogant in that sense. But I like him because of the fact that he's able to find a way to rise to the level in these big events. Like I'm appreciative of, I guess, his skill in doing that.
Well, I had a man crush on him for years, as everybody knows, and then he went to LIV. But part of that is preparation breeds confidence, right? So he's prepared. He's not doing last-minute prep to play in the PGA Championship. His game is prepared. For the most part, you bring the game you've prepared for, right? And he's prepared for his whole lifetime, and he's done well in majors. And that confidence exudes when he steps to the first tee in a major, where a lot of players, you get to a major and your heart rate goes up and you feel like it's going to be harder and it's going to be tougher. Well, he gets to the first tee and he thinks, I got a really good chance to win because I'm one of the best players in the world and I've done this five times.
Yep. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas here. We're hoping to connect with Tim Freeze live at Valhalla. As we are,
I can imagine
Frontier.
Tim has responsibilities with the PGA as the district director. He might be being shuffled around with the log delay.
He just texted me and he said the delays and the double T start. He goes, I'm in spots right now. I wasn't anticipating. He goes, I'm going to try to get to a different spot here soon and call right in. So we hope to have Tim here shortly. He was announcing and is working this event too. I mean, we talked about our first hour with Dan Antonucci. It's not just the players that got to be ready. All these other logistics have to be ready before the players even show up.
Yeah, we ran the range last year. You know, we get there at 5, and the players are getting there. Some of them are the sun comes up. They're there when the sun's up, and you know everybody's got to be ready. And in this case, it's also different because you got to bring players out to the golf course in certain spots. So players got to be on 16, 17, 18, and stuff like that, or whatever holes they have to finish. The superintendent's got to work around them. Then they got to change the cups on those holes. And then Tim's got responsibilities as a PGA officer, so he's got to bounce around the facility.
How about just a couple of memories from your work on the range last year? I know I came to visit you at the range. Last year at Oak Hill, I mean, obviously, for anybody that was a part of Oak Hill, even if you were just a spectator there enjoying the experience, I'm sure you're reflecting on thinking about last year going to Rochester for this great event here. But I know you got to see, you know, a lot of great stuff and have some good conversations. What do you remember from your experience working the range?
Well, I remember it was really cool. I've done it before, I was in a manager position this year, but we have so much staff. And one of the coolest things is to watch these players prepare themselves on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, getting ready for those tournament rounds. You know, you see them warm up and stuff like that. We had track mans like we do at the dojo behind every player. I could access their numbers and talk to their coaches and see what clubs they were hitting and watching their ball flight and watching their tendencies and seeing what kind of drills they were working on. And it's always just something very, very fundamental. But to watch them, you know, things you learn that week. You know, most guys swing left and hit a fade. Kind of knew it, but watching them on the range and stuff like that. Rory was one of the few guys that actually liked to turn the ball over. Watching Rory hit drivers in person, like standing right next to him while he just flat out smokes a flat draw out there, 340 yards in the air, is I've done a lot of cool things, and not a lot gets me geeked out. That's pretty cool to watch an athlete like that rip it.
Yeah, and I've had people ask me about how does it work at the range with the balls and everything, because obviously certain guys are going to play Callaway, certain guys are going to play Titleist, certain guys are going to play TaylorMade. Like, how does that work?
There are three different types of Titleist. There's four different. Yeah, there's about 14 or 15 different types of golf balls available to the players, and the guys who pick them up have to sort them, which is the hard job. We have them in bags or in baskets, and we just hand them out to the players. But yeah, they come up, their caddies usually come and grab it for them, and they know what they're looking for. Everything's labeled. Yeah, they don't practice with the yellow range balls at the championships.
Yeah, no, I think that's always something that people ask, like, how do they know what balls to hit or practice with the balls that they have?
You know, what's important, and I tell people when they come to the dojo to hit in the simulator, hit with the ball you're playing with and practice. If you're chipping and putting around the green like before a tournament today, chip and putt with the balls you're going to play with and go to one brand of ball. And I always tell people play a premium ball because it does make a difference. But practice with that ball any chance you get if you're hitting wedges or chipping and putting. Don't practice chipping and putting with a ball you're not going to play with. Don't take one of the yellow range balls before you're around and chip with that. Take some out of your bag.
You don't have to throw brand names out here too, but if you're a 100 golfer listening right now, like what should I be playing? Like, how do I even know what I should be playing?
Well, all the premium balls are going to be better. So basically, they have everybody's best ball is the best ball to play. So you want to play that golf ball, and what you want to do is find one that feels good to you or is in your price point. But the three-piece balls are going to spin better for the lower handicap or the higher handicappers. So I got a bunch of women's clinics right now, and you know, the women are beginners. They always grab a cheap ball, and that ball has no spin and a hard cover. It dives out of the air sooner. So it's actually a little bit more important for a beginner player or a slow speed player to have a really good golf ball, because that ball will spin, stay in the air longer. You know, well, I can't get my ball to stop on the green. Well, maybe because you're playing an $8 jar ball, and it just won't react the way it should. So if you're going to spend money on something, spend it on some premium balls, or stealing from your dad's bag or your son's bag or whatever it is.
Now, what if you're a senior player here and obviously you're looking for maybe to maximize distance? Does that affect the ball decision?
Well, the premium balls are going to be the longest balls. Yeah. They'll tell you the other balls may go longer off a machine because they have lower spin or something like that, but they're much less playable. So you're still, the high-end balls are going to go the furthest for 95% of the people.
All right, good advice here. Tee to green, live at Niagara Frontier. Brian Colziel, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Again, Tim Freeze apologizing. He says that with the delay and the 2-tee start now, they're trying to set up the back nine to get ready for players to come off. So he's going to try, but he may not be able to get to us here.
I've been in his position. Yeah, he's hustling. And it's really cool. I was afforded the opportunity to start at Oak Hill last year along with working the range. So it's pretty cool to get up on that tee. And you know, I remember when I started for the PGA Senior Championship, and Jeff Sluman, the roar we got when we announced Jeff Sluman, PGA, past PGA champion from Rochester, New York. The crowd went nuts, and that was a pretty cool moment for me. And being on the first tee at the majors is always pretty cool to announce the players, as you might imagine.
Yeah, I think just if you go to one of these events at some point, like just go to the first tee, even if you just do it for a couple of groups, just to hear them being announced and everything, like you get kind of that adrenaline rush like you would for any sporting event when the starting lineups are introduced or when kickoff's about to start or first pitch. Like it's pretty cool to be on that first tee.
Plus you have some responsibilities. You know, the players need to know their order, who's up first. They need to make sure the fairway's clear, and you can't have them hit early on the PGA Tour, so if the fairway's clear, you still got to wait till the appropriate time. Like today, Dan Antonucci just came up. He said he's going to go with winter rules. So sometimes there's a change in the rules, and the beside it being on the rules card that the players get and their pin sheets, you've still got to inform of any changes that might be on the rules sheet. So stuff like that, it's cool to interact with them. Some are very serious. Some want to chant you up. Some are, you know, talking to their caddy. Some are, yeah. But it's and then to watch the shots that these guys hit, it's just a really fun day.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, a couple other things here we want to pass along here. I want to talk about Brian Harman. He was interviewed quite a bit, and it had a lot of TV time because he was playing with Scottie Scheffler.
Yes.
But on Thursday, a really, really, we'll call it ironic moment for Brian Harman.
Do you think it was ironic?
We'll say coincidence, but yeah.
Yes.
So ESPN, of course, in charge of the broadcast here these first 2 days. They're showing Brian Harman. If you've watched Brian Harman, you know he has, I guess we say, the old Sergio waggle.
He's a little deliberate.
He's got waggle, 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 reset. Waggle, 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 reset. Waggle, 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 reset. Does it about four or five times and then finally pulls the trigger. Now, Harman, you know, playing excellent golf, doing a great job. Obviously,
all year. Yep.
Won a major last year at the Open, ran away and crushing it. However, as you know, from watching broadcasts, it pans from one shot to the next, one shot to the next. Well, at some point, it went right from Harman, and it cut to a shot of a turtle just sitting by one of the ponds. And, yes, the internet, you know, the internet always wins. They pick up on these things. They're like, oh, look at that ironic cut from one shot to the next of Harman to the shot of the turtle sitting by the pond.
There were a few, yeah, that, I found that. I saw the humor in that and thought that was great. And there were a few memes about Scottie Scheffler yesterday,
the memes
too.
Yesterday were tremendous.
Yeah, there's some very funny, funny people out there that come up with this stuff immediately and put it together. And
incredibly, I mean, the T-shirts that were out there yesterday, like how fast
did they
were able
print
to make T-shirts?
T-shirts.
Yeah. They printed T-shirts, one with Scotty and his mugshot out there where he's, you know, guys are wearing the T-shirts out on the course. I'm sure today there's going to be a lot more. They're also, you know, saw memes that if he, Scheffler today came and wore the Fowler, Ricky Fowler, all orange outfit today.
That would be kind of funny.
That would be funny as well. As
someone's going to chirp something when he's after a shot today. You can almost predict it. You know, somebody's going to try to be funny and get on air nationally by saying something funny after a show, or trying to be funny with the
somebody will
soda pop, or what, you know, something crazy. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But yeah, you got to laugh at it.
Scheffler yesterday, of course, shoots a 66, and pretty amazing for if we just sit there and think about what he did. He starts off on his front nine yesterday, and I'm sorry, he started on the back nine yesterday. He starts off with a birdie right away, like first hole.
How do you do that?
Makes a birdie right away.
That had to take some of the pressure off and get his heart rate down a smidge.
But yesterday, six birdies, only one bogey. Like to only
it was the second holy bogey. Too,
yeah,
think, right?
He went birdie, bogey, and then right back to birdie.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the way, a clean card other than four other birdies along the way there. So, I mean, like that, it's just, it's not even like, oh, well, he had some down moments. No, I mean, he had one bogey. That was the entire day.
It circles back to what Xander Schauffele was saying. Yeah, everybody's trying to climb up to that mountain where he is. He's at a level above everybody else right now, and it's just a matter. Even, you know, we talked about his putting for a long time. He was leading strokes game putting this week. So one of the days? I don't know if he is still, but he's just been unbelievable, and it's fun to watch, and his personality makes him endearing to the players and stuff. You know, to hear the mayor talk about how he comported himself through the whole process and compliment him on how he was beyond reproach with his behavior and stuff like that. Just, it helps you understand what kind of man he is, and you want to root for a guy like that more.
Yeah, there's a lot of rootable guys at the top of this board. Scheffler, Morikawa, and even Thigala, a guy that has really kind of come on lately. I feel like just, you know, hearing his story, it's been really cool how just close he is with his family and his story of playing growing up, and to maybe see, could he break through and get a major? I wouldn't be surprised. We know talent-wise, he could win one here at any point.
You know, and he was one of those guys last year at Oak Hill. To be around him was fun, and he was personable and engaging, and he'd be a great story. He's been good for a long, long time. He was a super fine college and junior player. I've been hearing his name forever.
Yeah. Brian Colziel, Jeff Mitas here. Tee to Green, we're live at Niagara Frontier Golf Club. Eric Wood going to join us at 8:30. He's a member of Valhalla. He's also playing 117 holes for Oshai Children's Hospital at Craig Byrne at the end of the month. So
that's a slow week for Kevin.
That's right. Only 117 holes for him. I know. Well, that's all in one day. So yeah. That's good for, yes, for him, for sure. We are here at Niagara Frontier Golf Club. We're at the, it's buzzing. It's their member today. And
yep, the names are on the cards. People are actually
two-man best ball.
Yeah, people are actually warming up before their rounds because it's a championship. So, yeah, and if you get the, this is a nice event to win. You always want to win your member and your invitational and your club championship. The three biggest events at a club typically throughout the year.
A couple of other names I want to throw at you here that are playing really, really well. We mentioned Koepka, and we both think, you know, if he got himself into the mix tomorrow, we would not be shocked by that at all. How about Hovland? 8-under, he has had a real quiet year coming off of, obviously, last year where he dominated the FedEx Cup playoffs, won the FedEx Cup championship. Remember last year we were saying, look, this guy hits irons as good as anybody on tour, but all of a sudden then he got his short game raised to a new level, and he feels like maybe that's back now. He shot 66 yesterday. Hovland was in contention in the Masters going into the weekend, then kind of fell off toward the end.
He was in contention at the PGA last year.
That's right.
Yep, hit the lip of the bunker.
On 16 at Oak Hill, it was him and Koepka down the stretch. And there was a moment where where Hovland had the lead on the back nine at Oak Hill, and we're thinking maybe he was going to get it done there.
I think he's another one of those guys that the majors, he kind of pops up his game. He's in that ball striker category. So, you know, the really fine, like the Koepkas and they often use the regular tour events to prepare for the majors, so it's not always, you know, they'll try to hit draws maybe when they don't hit draws a lot because the Masters is coming up and stuff like that where it's useful. So and then if you like any athlete, you point towards certain events and you prepare yourself and you take the week off to prepare or whatever, you create your schedule around these majors, and the people that do it really well are the guys like Koepka that end up winning a lot of these. And he's a physical freak like a lot of them are out right now, and if I was a player and he was two shots behind me going into the final round, I'd be very, very nervous.
Tiger yesterday, after having a decent opening day, did something that he's never done at the PGA Championship before, and that is make a triple bogey. And he not only did he do it once, but he did it twice. He did it on the second hole, and then after bogeying the third, he went and triple bogeyed the fourth hole. So to go 7 over in a 3-hole stretch, that really doomed him yesterday. If you take, you know, those two triples, it's very easy to say, take those two triples out. I say that all the time. Take my one shot out of bounds. Look at my round. Yeah. Those two triples out, he plays essentially 1 over the rest of the way. And maybe we're talking about him playing this weekend, but those two holes just crushed him. And because it was so early in his round, you knew after the fourth hole, he was definitely not making the cut.
And I don't know this to be a fact. I guarantee he's never made two triples in a round in his life. He's gone years without being 7 over par in a tournament, you know, and to do that in 3 holes. Now, it shows, you know, he's still one of the greatest players, and he was the greatest player ever, and shows you how difficult these golf courses can be. You know, Michael Block had a real bad time getting up and down from next to the green. It's very, very tough, and there's not much margin for error. So if your game isn't razor sharp, those big numbers can pop up pretty quick.
Yeah. All right, before we go to break here, Eric Wood again coming up. yesterday, incredible how we, you know, the day starts with the Scheffler news, and then at the end of the day, Corey Connors ended up losing one of his clubs into one of the ponds near one of the holes and trying to get rules officials to come in. Well, a fan volunteered to go in.
I saw that.
And he ends up, this is on the 7th hole yesterday, late in Connors' round. He ends up stripping down essentially to his boxers and socks.
Yeah, why would he leave his socks on?
Yes.
Why would you do that, first
of all? Well, you volunteered to do that. Maybe you're not in the best state of mind to start with. He's like, I'll go in and get it. So tournament officials are like, all right. I mean, what else could happen today, right? This would be nothing. A fan jumping into a pond. So a fan jumped into the pond.
I feel like that
to grab and retrieve Corey Connors' club yesterday. So you might see some of those highlights here as you're waking up this morning.
I feel like that guy's volunteer started like this. Here, hold my beer. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'll go get that for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. But hey, I don't know how that club got in the pond. That's the other thing. So.
Yeah. Wild day.
Yeah.
We'll see if maybe it's a little calmer today. But it's still not off to a great start here. As we mentioned, Tim Freese can't join us because there's a fog delay. He's got to get the back nine ready. They're now going to do 1 and 10 starts here as they're trying to get round 2 to finish, followed by round 3. They're hoping no later than a 1:40 start time later today for these leaders that'll tee off. It'll be Shoffley and Morikawa in the final group. But again, we're still under a delay right now at the PGA Championship due to heavy fog.
Yeah.
All right, timeout here from Niagara Frontier. When we come back, Eric Wood will talk about his event for Oshai Children's Hospital. And also, he's a member at Valhalla. So looking forward to getting his take on all the fun that has been so far through the first 2 days of the PGA Championship. Live at Niagara Frontier Golf Club, more Tee to Green coming up with Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, I talked before Juan Zozo last year, I talked about, you know, I know I'm going to win again. It's just a matter of when, right? Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be when, you know, but it's going to happen. So I know I still have it in me. And that's what's exciting is that after Augusta, you know, it sucked to finish like that. And it sucked to lose to Scotty. But at the end of the day, you know I had three more majors coming up and prep for that and just get things as sharp as possible and just come out, you know, strong. So it's obviously nice to get off to the start.
That is Colin Morikawa. He is one shot off the lead behind Xander Schauffele, who's at 12 under par. He mentioned Scottie Scheffler, a wild day for him yesterday. He is three off the lead at 9 under par. As we welcome you back here to Niagara Frontier Golf Club in Youngstown, New York, Brian Colziel along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis here on Tee to Green. Let's bring in our next guest, Eric Wood. Of course, Bill's great. You can hear him, of course, on WGR on the Bills Broadcast Network. And Eric's going to be playing in an event for Oshai Children's Hospital. But Eric's also a member at Valhalla Golf Club, so we're excited to get his thoughts here on the PGA Championship as well. Eric, good morning. Brian and Jeff here with you. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure. So yesterday in Louisville in the morning, Eric, how did you wake up to hear the news of what was a chaotic scene with what happened with the unfortunate events too, with, of course, with a tragedy and a life loss. We should, we shouldn't forget to mention that too. And then, of course, what happened with Scottie Scheffler afterwards.
Yeah, I woke up to 138 text messages yesterday by the time I got to my phone after waking up,
wow.
Getting the kids off to school and all that. So pretty chaotic morning here in this city. You know, one embarrassing situation for the city, and then obviously one tragedy that unfortunately has gotten lost in all of this. But, Scottie Scheffler, I've always said he's the classiest dominant athlete I've ever seen. I mean, I truly think he's the classiest of all the – you know, the number ones we've seen in any sport. And so for him to handle the situation the way he did yesterday, still come out and play well, which was a good sign for the city. It was great to see him kind of rebound from that, obviously, unfortunate morning yesterday.
Yeah, Eric, we know from here in Western New York, when the PGA Championship was here in Rochester last year at Oak Hill, it's such a sense of pride, anticipation, the buildup. And, you know, for everybody involved, whether people are volunteering to work at the event or, you know, even if you're a local business owner and you've got people in town or even if you're just a spectator going to see it, people are so pumped and prideful of the event. You, of course, being from Louisville here, I'm sure you're feeling the same about this event coming to town here. And to have that yesterday, you know, you just used the word embarrassing. Like, I guess I'm sure there's a lot of people that would hope that maybe people can turn the page on what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's obviously what we're hoping. There's so much work that goes into putting on an event like a PGA Championship, as you guys know. In this city of Louisville, you know, we have the Kentucky Derby, but we don't have professional sports. But when the Ryder Cups, the PGA Championships, when those big events have come through, Louisville has shown up in a great way. The practice rounds Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday were better attended than most Sundays on PGA Tour events, and that's just for the practice rounds. Over a year ago, the PGA Championship set a record for most corporate sponsorship money backing this tournament at Valhalla. So you also have a new ownership group, four individuals from the city of Louisville, buy the course off the PGA 2 years ago. I'm sure you've noticed the changes with the clubhouse and some of the nuances with the course that they've poured so much time, energy, and money into. You just hope these next couple of days, we're supposed to have beautiful weather, and you hope for an exciting finish, and that we can hopefully forget this situation. And, you know, regardless of what happens this weekend, no one will ever forget the PGA Championship at Valhalla, where the number one player in the world, who's got the squeakiest clean image of anybody, got arrested. But
that's right.
we hope that it's also remembered for a great finish and showing off the beautiful course.
All right, Eric, you play there all the time. You play there every day. You're a member. What's your handicap, by the way?
My handicap's up to a 7 now. So
so you can play.
In the last year, I've gone from a 4 to a 7. But I feel like, you guys know the grind of golf. I don't know. I feel like it's coming around. Me and a buddy did win the final event prior to the course being shut down at Valhalla, the fall member guest. So I don't know if they want me to bring that trophy this weekend to hand it over to Colin or Scotty or whoever that may be that takes home the Wanamaker. But I'm sure you guys have seen it on TV. Valhalla is such a special place. When you go in the gates, it's horse farm to your left. You have the limestone walls, which the limestone in Kentucky is famous for producing that incredible water that creates the world's best bourbon. And you know, the course and the clubhouse, it's this Kentucky experience that's really hard to match anywhere else.
That's my mom lived in Paintsville, Kentucky. That's why I learned never say Louisville. It's Louisville, yeah. Right? playing us off a 7 at a – people don't understand, I think, how difficult PGA Tour or PGA Championship courses are. I'm sure as in your time at the Bills, did you ever get to play at Oak Hill? And can you compare the two facilities as far as difficulty? I know they're kind of similar with change of – there's a little more – it looks like there's more change in elevation over in Kentucky. But can you compare the two facilities?
Yeah, they're two world-class golf courses. I got to play Oak Hill a number of times throughout my time with the Bills, and then I actually got to play it the Monday after the PGA Championship last year, which was completely different with the rough at about 6 inches compared to the normal, perfectly manicured, maybe 2 inches of rough that Oak Hill generally carries in the summertime when we would play there. But Oak Hill, I generally, whenever I bring someone out there that has never been there, I say, hey, I'll give you $20 per weed you can find on this golf course. Any out-of-place grass, I'll give you $20 per one you find, and I'll still walk home with my $20. You know, it's just an absolutely perfectly manicured course. Love it. Valhalla, to me, it's more elevation change. I would say Oak Hill's greens actually have more undulation, which makes the greens at Oak Hill a little tougher, which caused some of the, you know, scores not being as low as they are this year at Valhalla. Those guys are, with those soft greens with the rain, they're just, you know, they're just picking on those greens and going after the pins. But, you know, generally, I think Valhalla is a little bit tougher, but when the PGA comes around, they cut down the heather and the high grass so you don't get the embedded balls, which is part of the defense of the course. But I understand for, you know, major championship golf, you can't risk having those embedded balls with the high grass.
Eric Wood with us here, of course, former Bills great, part of the Bills broadcast and Valhalla member. That's why we've got him on this morning to give us some thoughts on the PGA Championship. Eric, I saw a cool picture on Twitter you posted a few days ago with your son. Cute photo there with Tony Finau. So how about just some of the interactions you've had during your days that you've been there so far, and including that one with Tony Finau, who's also, you mentioned Scottie Scheffler, known as one of the great guys on tour. I think Finau would also be in that category.
Yeah, absolutely. Finau is just an incredible person. I was at an event with him on Tuesday night that there were a number of guys at, DeChambeau, Rahm, Justin Rose. I told Finau, I said, I'm going to the same T-Mobile appearance that you'll be at tomorrow. I'll have my kids with me. And he's like, well, make sure I get to meet him. So, I mean, he's just a world-class individual. Last year, I didn't get to meet Scotty. I spent some time with his caddy, Ted Scott, who I'm a huge fan of. I talked earlier about how classy Scotty is, and Ted Scott's the exact same way. So, it's been a fun week. I'm a golf junkie. I love the game and I can fan out with the best of them. You know, Scotty came through 17 by the members 10 yesterday. We all stood in the rain, make sure we got to see him, you know, out there on the tee box. So it's a lot of fun.
Did you have a role as a member of the club in any of the committees, or do you stay out of that kind of work?
No, I wasn't on any committees for this one. I did host the PGA Championship Media Day last year, so I've done some media work and helped out where needed. But I'm not the chairman of this one.
That's good. You want to avoid that. That's a big job. Yeah,
that's right. All right. Just a few more minutes here with Eric Wood. Of course, Bill's great, part of the Bills broadcast, which you can hear here on WGR. Eric, how about just a thought as people watch the weekend coverage here, when they watch and go through here this course, what would you say is the biggest challenge of playing Valhalla? Like, what are the pros going to face? I know you mentioned some of the elevation change, but what do you think are some of the challenges from all the other golf courses that you've played that's unique to Valhalla?
Well, I'll say this. Starting Thursday, the rough was only allowed to be 3 inches in length. And I believe Oak Hill was similar last year until they, you know, got so much rain where you can't really take it through the rough. You're going to mat the grass down. And I believe Valhalla is going to be on a similar trajectory this week where the rough's going to get longer throughout the weekend. So accuracy is key, but it also, you know, and even has added length since Ryder Cups and PGA Championships in the past where you have to have the distance out there. But if you start missing the fairway, I believe these next couple of days, and hopefully these greens firm up a little bit after all the rain, where you'll see it becomes very difficult to be aggressive with the pins. So, you know, unfortunately, these guys are so good nowadays, they can make, any course look easy. But, you know, you start off number one and two, back-to-back par fours. They play about 1,000 yards, 16, 17, same way, where you got about 1,000 yards on back-to-back par fours. But these guys have just been tearing it up.
What's your best number out there?
My best number is a 75 or 76, I believe. But nice. Of course, that's from the members' tees, about 800 yards shorter than what they're playing.
Still pretty darn good. I know how hard that course can be. Yeah,
that's great. Eric, before we let you go here, I know you're going to be playing an event here locally back in Buffalo, Craigburn, on May 28th. You and 16 others are going to walk 117 holes to support Oshai Children's Hospital. How can people support that event? And just tell us a little bit more how you got involved in that.
Yeah, I have the link on my social media where you can go to support that. We're raising money for Oshai Children's Hospital, and I have the Evan Wood Fund under Oshai Children's Hospital. Love giving back to them, and I've been wanting to do this for a few years. The date actually works this year. I love some type of physical challenge to get on the calendar each year, and, you know, combine my love of golf and wanting to do something challenging. This fits the mold, but I'm hoping I don't fall out of love with golf after walking over 40 miles and playing 117 holes in a day. But it should be a lot of fun. We'll have a good time with it, and looking forward to getting up there for it.
Yeah, it's on Eric's Twitter handle. I just also retweeted it. It's on mine as well, at BrianWGR. If you want to donate or volunteer in some capacity for that event, again, it's May 28th at Craigburn, obviously. Also, a nice place to play, right, Eric? That's a good spot.
Craigburn's beautiful. I believe for me in the Buffalo area, that's my favorite course. Country Club Buffalo is great. I used to be a member at Wanaka. I have played Niagara Frontier as well, where you guys, yep. I heard you guys are at as well today. But Craigburn's such a beautiful spot.
Yeah, you're going to, that's all. I've done 100 holes. I've never done 113, and it was, I was dragging at the end of the day there. Yeah. Bring a lot of energy bars and fluid and some baby powder. Yeah, you're going to need it.
Eric, who's your pick to win here? Is there anybody besides Scheffler you want to pick here for this?
You know, Justin Thomas, local guy, he's sitting at -6, and he's obviously had his struggles the last couple of years. I'm rooting for him. Finau up there close, you know, root for guys like him. But, you know, honestly, the way Scotty – I've always been a Scotty Scheffler fan. The way he handled the situation yesterday, the way he's treated people here since coming in for the PGA Championship. And then he's got the PGA chaplain caddying for him today as Ted Scott goes home for his kid's graduation. I'm rooting for Scotty, but I just we're fortunate to have all this star power at the top of the leaderboard too.
Yeah. Really should be good.
Chance for a Grand Slam, right?
That's right. Yeah. And he won the Players Championship too, so he could. I mean, it's still in play for sure.
Yeah, that's why I want to see him win.
Eric, thanks so much for giving us some time today. Enjoy the weekend. I hope you're able to be out there to enjoy it in person. And then good luck with the event at Craigburn on the 28th for Oshai Children's Hospital.
And get to work on your game. Get that number back down. Come on. Get on the range. They took your course away from you.
It's easier winning tournaments on a 7, but I'm always in that never-ending chase for scratch. But I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, great. Thanks, Eric. All right, Eric Wood with us, of course. Bill's great on the Buffalo Bills broadcast, and golf lover as well.
Yeah, you can tell he knows his stuff when you're chatting him up, and I'm sure he's rubbed elbows with a lot of the best players. And being around a facility like that, the people that come and go, and they're coming in the practice rounds, I mean, that's one of the elite facilities in the world, and that part of the country is super beautiful. I've been where he's talking about, and I haven't been there, but I've been in the neighborhood, and it's a beautiful state. And it's fun to get a guy like that on, you know, and just to hear people's passion for golf always gets me excited.
I agree. Now, we mentioned the event that Eric's a part of at Craigburn. You want to play Craigburn? We got an opportunity here for you to do it. The first tee of Western New York is offering a chance for you to be member for a day. They're having an auction to raise money for the first tee. They have rounds at Craigburn that you can play with Thurman Thomas.
That's a good day.
They also have rounds at some of these other places that Eric Wood just mentioned. Oak Hill, Park Country Club, CCB.
Jeez.
As well as that round for three at Craigburn, where Thurman is your fourth. So you can make some bids for the first tee of Western New York, member for a day, and get in at all these courses. It's memberforaday.com. That's super easy.
I can remember that one. Yeah.
Memberforaday.com. The first tee of Western New York has those. If you want to get in on that, you can also support Eric's cause. As I said, I put the link up there on my Twitter handle at BrianWGR about his event for Oshai Children's Hospital. That's the one thing that's so great about golf. Look at first tee, Oshai Children's Hospital, all these things. Eric mentioned all the corporate things that are happening at Valhalla. It happened last year at Oak Hill. There's so much money then that along this week, all the charities in Louisville are going to be benefiting from the PGA being there.
Well, I think that's what people forget all the time. Every one of these golf tournaments raises a ton for charity. When it was here at Oak Hill, they left us like $500,000 to do a program in Rochester for inner city kids and all the money that goes to charity. And it's corporations want to line up and be be affiliated with the PGA of America and the PGA Championship and people like Scottie Scheffler and everything that golf does, every event, everywhere you go, every Monday event you play in is for charity. And that's one of the coolest things about golf. Not it's the greatest game, but everybody does everything to raise money for other people while they're playing the game.
I would agree. Well said. All right. Thanks to Eric Wood. That was a good interview there. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll take a timeout here from Niagara Frontier Golf Club. When we come back, we'll give you our final thoughts on what we think is going to happen to the weekend here at the PGA Championship. We'll also check what's happening on the Champions Tour, LPGA Tour as well here as we roll on from Niagara Frontier Golf Course. With PGA Pro Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up from Niagara Frontier right after this on WGR.
My situation will get handled. It was just a chaotic situation and a big misunderstanding, and can't comment on any of the specifics of it, so I feel like y'all are going to be disappointed, but just a big misunderstanding. So if y'all got any questions about the golf today, I'm happy to answer them. But outside of that, I can't really get into what transpired outside of, you know, my heart goes out to the family.
Yeah, we know Scottie Scheffler talking yesterday and actually did kind of, you know, go into some of the details, including the fact that he was doing stretching in his jail cell, getting ready for his round. Scheffler, as we check the PGA Tour leaderboard here, comes in 3 off the lead today at -9. He's amongst a big group that's at -9 that also includes Bryson DeChambeau. 10 under par, 2 off the lead, Sahith Tagala, Colin Morikawa, 1 behind at -11. And then, of course, your leader is Xander Schauffele. Other big names of note, Hovland, Finau, they're at 8 under par. Koepka, -7. JT, the local favorite of Kentucky, -6. Rory's -5. Spieth, Homa at -4. Tiger missed the cut at +7. He will not play the weekend.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear. Defending par since 1872, the best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And none of the PGA Tour Champions guys made the cut. John Daly withdrew. Rich Beam and Sean McKeel did not make the cut.
Sean McKeel, of course, will always be linked to Oak Hill. His famous 7-iron on the last hole ended up winning him the 2003 PGA Championship.
After the show, I'll tell you a funny story about him that week that I interacted with him.
No Champions Tour event, but you said some Champions Tour play. Yeah, Daly withdrew after playing in the first round, did not play this weekend. Let's go to yesterday. LPGA report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. They are the ladies this week. This week are playing at the Mizuho America's Open in Jersey City, New Jersey. Athea Thitikul is your leader. 9 under par. Somi Lee, 2 off the lead at -7. And guess who's sitting in a tie for third?
Let me guess. Hang on. Nelly Korda?
Yes.
Oh,
-6.
What a good guess.
She had her 5 tournament streak come to an end last week.
Seventh?
She finished 7th, yeah. She couldn't get it done, so she's going to like, let's start the win streak back up again here. She's got a chance. She's only 3 off the lead heading into the weekend.
All right, I'm going to pick her this weekend.
All right, good pick there.
Yeah.
All right, let's focus in on here maybe of what's happening here as we go into the final round this weekend here. How about that group of names? We know Schauffele, Morikawa, Tagala, Scheffler, right? Those are the top 4.
Yep.
We know we expect them to be in contention, but how about the guys that are about a handful back? Hovland, Finau, 4 back. Koepka, 5 back. Thomas, 6 back. McIlroy's at 5. That's 7 back. Is that too much?
I don't think so. Not if you're Rory McIlroy. Not if after how he played last weekend. Because he could make one swing and flip the switch. You got to look at Koepka also. Justin Thomas, I know he's from Kentucky, and he's going to be fired up to play, so that might push him over the edge. I bet he's played a million rounds here. You're going to today it's moving day, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So we're going to find out a lot more today. Those are all thoroughbreds, you know, going with the Kentucky theme there, and it's a great, great leaderboard though as we go down the stretch. That's for sure.
For me, out of that group, it's still Koepka. I know we said at first hour that we think he's definitely got in contention. He missed 4 putts inside of 6 feet yesterday. I just think, you know, that maybe just kind of a freak thing. And
if it wasn't, he figured it out last night on the putting green.
Yeah. And I, you know, based upon the fact that he was able to bounce back and still shoot a 68 yesterday, missing those short putts, I think if there is a person that can come up from that group, it could be him. McIlroy's 5 back.
7
back. 7 back. Yep. I'm sorry. With 5 under. Is he just consistent enough to be able to play mistake-free? That's the thing with him, is that he will be able to make birdies, but can he avoid the mistake?
That's kind of been his bailiwick, right? And the other thing is, because he does hit it so far and try, you know, the dispersion once you get out to 340 yards is the fairways get a little narrower, and being in that rough or being in a bad spot, that's how you make the big number. I'd be interested to see if he has a little fairway finder strategy a little bit more going forward, just to keep the ball in front of him and prevent that big number this weekend, because he's got the explosive firepower to. And he's got to be feeling good after last week. And he's played pretty good. He didn't have a great day yesterday. He had a real good first day. But I got to think he'll have a chance.
Here's one thing that is in common about everybody at the top. Schauffele, Morikawa, Thigala, Scheffler, DeChambeau. Those top five guys.
Mm-hmm.
They avoided any sort of big blow-up hole at all yesterday. Out of all of their rounds yesterday, five players, five total bogeys, one each, ironically enough there, just one each. So, yes, it's major championship golf. Right. There's pressure, there's difficulty, the challenge of the course. But for each of those guys to only make one bogey each and the rest mistake-free the rest of the way, that's why they're on top right now. They are avoiding the mistake, and maybe when they do make a shot that they don't like, they've been able to recover from it, obviously, here. That's why they're on the top right now.
And in major championships, par is still a valuable score. You know, the scores are lower there than they will be at Oak Hill, but the par, double bogey avoidance, you know, that's why they're good players. And par still has a value. And like you said, the greens are a little flatter. It might be a little easier to get up and down in some of these spots, but it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. And as I watch major tournaments, that's what I always notice. Obviously, there's the power and the iron play and stuff, but I'm always, always super impressed how amazing their short games are.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, and that's why, you know, Tiger missing the cut, we know the big reason why. He had two triple bogeys. And I think that's probably something, too, Jeff, that I guess if as we think about our own game and as we play, is that if you said to me, like, you know, why has my game maybe improved over the last handful of years? Well, of course, it's because I listen to you every
week. Of course.
With your expertise and your tips of the week. But I think one thing I know with my own game is that I've been much better at avoiding the double bogey, triple bogey sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of, you know, could it be because I'm maturing out on the golf course, getting old, you know, older and making wiser decisions. But I think a lot of it is decision making now. Keeping par in play. After I hit a shot.
I like that phrase. Keeping par in play.
Yeah.
Yes.
After I hit a shot that maybe does put me not in a good spot, even if it's a you know, let's face it, sometimes you hit a bad tee shot, you can't necessarily have that shot for the green. Well, I feel like me of years ago was always figuring out, okay, how can I do this or whatever? And or I would always say, like, how close can I get it up there? What? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, well, why would I do that? There's a bunker there. Or why would it? Maybe there's a patch of area where there's a rough, or, you know, there's a dip in a valley before the, like, it's trying to make that decision of, okay, where can I put it smartly and safely at the same time then still keeping par in play? And I feel like because my short game's gotten better, like, that's, you know, I'm not comparing my game to these top five players that I mentioned, but they obviously are able to avoid trouble. Only one bogey each. So for me, in my own personal game, like, I think my decision making in doing that has really helped my own score. So I'm trying to avoid bogey, or sorry, the doubles. I'm going to make bogeys, of course, but avoiding the doubles and the triples, because that's where your score gets weighed down.
And I like to analogize it. Part of my misspent youth was working in a pool hall, and I always like to think if you play the green from backwards to the tee sometimes. So if you plan out your route to the hole and how you're going to make par or birdie, and you plan on making par or birdie, and then if something bad happens, just like you said, keep yourself, like, I think people just look at their tee shot and try to play it from there. If you're looking at the hole in its totality, it might be a better way to think of how you're playing the hole. So if you do get, as they say, out of position, get yourself back in play so you still have that. You know, if you were trying to be below the pin with your wet or whatever it is, just get yourself in place so you still have a putt for par all the time would be great. The other thing is when you have confidence, like, you become a better player. So your confidence starts to raise. And if you start to trust your wedge game and spend a little more time on your short game, maybe you don't reach and try to hit those hero shots. There's a time for hero shots and there's a time for not having hero shots, right? The 80% rule, could I pull this shot off 80% of the time, I think works great for amateurs.
And I like that.
And misunderstanding, you know, like, being able to read lies, like, hey, if I'm in the rough, I can't hit certain shots from the rough that I can from the fairway. So being aware of that and just, yeah, I love the phrase you use. That's the best. Just keep them power and play as keep much as possible.
Yeah, and I think that is a good thought here. You know, if you're a golfer that you want to say, look, I'm trying to shoot par on every hole here. That's, you know, that
I'm trying to make birdie every hole.
You are trying to make birdie on every hole. Yeah. That keeping that par in play, you can make par without necessarily having to be on regulation. And that is definitely something for me that I feel like has really taken a step in my own personal game, is that I've gone to that approach. And I think it's been really successful. And you know what? More often than not now, you're right. Like, you know what? I did get it close. I've got that par putt. And, you know, because your confidence, it's even me, I'll say I'm less rattled by what happened because I'm still, now you're right, I'm sitting up there with a par putt. It might be 10 or 12 feet, but hey, I have a par putt now. Like, even my demeanor is better now.
You might have hit an awful tee shot, but now you still got a chance at par.
Yeah.
And how often has a great par or a great up and down saved a round or kept a good round going too? So just always stay in the fight, you know. It, like you watched Tiger the other day. He goes triple, single, triple in the first four holes, right? And yet he will not quit the rest of the day. He's not going to make another
trip. He did, by the way, make two more birdies in a row on that front nine.
Yes.
Tiger's not going to quit.
No one's going to quit. Yeah. But he keeps the ball in front of him. You know, you watch these players. There's certain times when you got to just give in and lay up.
Okay, who wins?
I'm going to go with Scotty. I just think it's too much of a story right now.
Yeah. I'll stick with Morikawa, even though I agree with you. I think Scheffler is going to win, but I picked Morikawa last week, so I'll stick with that. There's some great stories at the top here.
It's going to be a great weekend of watching golf, that's for sure.
If Scheffler ends up winning, and the historical piece of that, winning the Players, winning the Masters, he's already won three other tournaments beyond that. Like, we could be looking at a historic golf season.
And I'm rooting for that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, I want to thank everybody here at Niagara Frontier Golf Club, including, of course, the great PGA Pro of 34 years here, Dan Antonucci. He's busy here with his member today. So good luck to all the players here at Niagara Frontier. Good luck to all of you if you're playing this weekend. Jeff, thanks so much. Great show.
Yeah, it's fun to be out here, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah.
Thanks to Eric Wood for joining us and Evan DePasquale, our producer back in our Amherst studios. I'll be with you 2 to 5 today for a Belmont show. We'll have Sports Talk Saturday at 11. So lots of local talk here coming up today on WGR. Thanks again for everybody here at Niagara Frontier. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colzio. We'll be at Glen Oak Golf Club in Amherst next week here on Tee to Green on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
My situation will get handled. It was just a chaotic situation and a big misunderstanding, and can't comment on any of the specifics of it, so I feel like y'all are going to be disappointed, but just a big misunderstanding. So if y'all got any questions about the golf today, I'm happy to answer them. But outside of that, I can't really get into what transpired outside of, you know, my heart goes out to the family.
Yeah, we know Scottie Scheffler talking yesterday, and actually did kind of, you know, go into some of the details, including the fact that he was doing stretching in his jail cell, getting ready for his round. Scheffler, as we check the PGA Tour leaderboard here, comes in 3 off the lead today at -9. He's amongst a big group that's at -9 that also includes Bryson DeChambeau. 10 under par, 2 off the lead, Sahith Tagala. Colin Morikawa, 1 behind at -11. And then, of course, your leader is Xander Schauffele. Other big names of note, Hovland, Finau, they're at 8 under par. Koepka, -7. JT, the local favorite of Kentucky, -6. Rory's -5. Spieth, Homa at -4. Tiger missed the cut at +7. He will not play the weekend.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear. Defending par since 1872, the best in golf is now available for your corporate apparel. And none of the PGA Tour Champions guys made the cut. John Daly withdrew. Rich Beam and Sean McKeel did not make the cut.
Sean McKeel, of course, will always be linked to Oak Hill. His famous 7-iron on the last hole ended up winning him the 2003 PGA Championship.
After the show, I'll tell you a funny story about him that week that I interacted with him.
All right. Yeah, no Champions Tour event, but you said some Champions Tour play. Yeah, Daly withdrew after playing in the first round, did not play this weekend. Did not play yesterday. LPGA report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. They are the ladies this week. This week are playing at the Mizuho America's Open in Jersey City, New Jersey. Athea Thitikul is your leader. 9 under par. Somi Lee, 2 off the lead at -7. And guess who's sitting in a tie for third?
Let me guess. Hang on. Nellie Korda?
Yes.
Oh,
-6.
What a good guess.
She had her 5 tournament streak come to an end last week.
Seventh?
She finished 7th, yeah. Yeah. She couldn't get it done, so she's going to let's start the win streak back up again here. She's got a chance. She's only 3 off the lead heading into the weekend.
All right, I'm going to pick her this weekend.
All right, good pick there.
Yeah.
All right, let's focus in on here maybe of what's happening here as we go into the final round this weekend here. How about that group of names? We know Schauffele, Morikawa, Tagala, Scheffler, those are the top four.
Yep.
We expect them to be in contention, but how about the guys that are about a handful back? Hovland, Finau, 4 back. Koepka, 5 back. Thomas, 6 back. McIlroy's at 5. That's 7 back. Is that too much?
I don't think so. Not if you're Rory McIlroy. Not if after how he played last weekend. Because he could make one swing and flip the switch. You got to look at Koepka also. Justin Thomas, I know he's from Kentucky, and he's going to be fired up to play, so that might push him over the edge. I bet he's played a million rounds there. You're going to today it's moving day, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to find out a lot more today. Those are all thoroughbreds, you know, going with the Kentucky theme there, and it's a great, great leaderboard though as we go down the stretch. That's for sure.
For me, out of that group, it's still Koepka. I know we said at first hour that we think he's definitely got in contention. He missed 4 putts inside of 6 feet yesterday. I just think, you know, that maybe just kind of a freak thing. And
if it wasn't, he figured it out last night on the putting green.
Yeah. And I, you know, based upon the fact that he was able to bounce back and still shoot a 68 yesterday, missing those short putts, I think if there is a person that can come up from that group, it could be him. McIlroy, 5 back.
7
does
back?
He, 7, or 7 back, yep. I'm sorry, with 5 under. Is he just consistent enough to be able to play mistake-free? That's the thing with him, is that he will be able to make birdies, but can he avoid the mistake?
That's kind of been his bailiwick, right? And the other thing is, because he does hit it so far and dry, you know, the dispersion once you get out to 340 yards is the fairways get a little narrower, and being in that rough or being in a bad spot, that's how you make the big number. I'd be interested to see if he has a little fairway finder strategy a little bit more going forward, just to keep the ball in front of him and prevent that big number this weekend, because he's got the explosive firepower to And he's got to be feeling good after last week. And he's played pretty good. He didn't have a great day yesterday. He had a real good first day. But I got to think he'll have a chance.
Here's one thing that is in common about everybody at the top. Shoffley, Morikawa, Thigala, Scheffler, DeChambeau. Those top five guys. They avoided any sort of big blow-up hole at all yesterday. Out of all of their rounds yesterday, five players, five total bogeys, one each, ironically enough there, just one each. So, yes, it's major championship golf. Right. There's pressure, there's difficulty, the challenge of the course. But for each of those guys to only make one bogey each and the rest mistake-free the rest of the way, that's why they're on top right now. They are avoiding the mistake, and maybe when they do make a shot that they don't like, they've been able to recover from it, obviously, here. That's why they're on the top right now.
And in major championships, par is still a valuable score. You know, the scores are lower there than they will be at Oak Hill. But the par, double bogey avoidance, you know, that's why they're good players. And par still has a value. And like you said, the greens are a little flatter. It might be a little easier to get up and down in some of these spots, but it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. And as I watch major tournaments, that's what I always notice. Obviously, there's the power and the iron play and stuff, but I'm always, always super impressed how amazing their short games are.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, and that's why, you know, Tiger missing the cut, we know the big reason why. He had two triple bogeys. And I think that's probably something too, Jeff, that I guess if as we think about our own game and as we play, is that if you said to me, like, you know, why has my game maybe improved over the last handful of years? Well, of course, it's because I listen to you every
week. Of course.
With your expertise and your tips of the week. But I think one thing I know with my own game is that I've been much better at avoiding the double bogey, triple bogey sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of, you know, could it be because I'm maturing out on the golf course, getting old, you know, older and making wiser decisions? But I think a lot of it is decision making now. Keeping par in play. After I hit a shot.
I like that phrase, keeping par in play.
Yeah.
Yes.
After I hit a shot that maybe does put me not in a good spot, even if it's a you know, let's face it, sometimes you hit a bad tee shot, you can't necessarily have that shot for the green. Well, I feel like me of years ago was always figuring out, okay, how can I do this or whatever? And or I would always say, like, how close can I get it up there? What? And sometimes, well, why would I do that? There's a bunker there. Or why would it, maybe there's a patch of area where there's a rough, or, you know, there's a dip in a valley before the, like, it's trying to make that decision of, okay, where can I put it smartly and safely at the same time then still keeping par in play? And I feel like because my short game gotten better, like, that's, you know, I'm not comparing my game to these top five players that I mentioned, but they obviously are able to avoid trouble. Only one bogey each. So for me, in my own personal game, like, I think my decision making in doing that has really helped my own score. So I'm not, I'm trying to avoid bogey, or sorry, the doubles. I'm going to make bogeys, of course, but avoiding the doubles and the triples, because that's where your score gets weighed down.
And I like to analogize it. My part of my misspent youth was working in a pool hall, and I always like to think if you play the green from backwards to the tee sometimes. So if you plan out your route to the hole and how you're going to make par or birdie, and you plan on making par or birdie, and then if something bad happens, just like you said, keep yourself, like, I think people just look at their tee shot and try to play it from there. If you're looking at the hole in its totality, it might be a better way to think of how you're playing the hole. So if you do get, as they say, out of position, get yourself back in play so you still have that. You know, if you were trying to be below the pin with your wet or whatever it is, just get yourself in place so you still have a putt for par all the time would be great. The other thing is when you have confidence, like, you become a better player. So your confidence starts to raise. And if you start to trust your wedge game and spend a little more time on your short game, maybe you don't reach and try to hit those hero shots. There's a time for hero shots and there's a time for not having hero shots, right? The 80% rule, could I pull this shot off 80% of the time, I think works great for amateurs.
And I like that.
And misunderstanding, you know, like, being able to read lies, like, hey, if I'm in the rough, I can't hit certain shots from the rough that I can from the fairway. So being aware of that and just, yeah, I love the phrase you use. That's the best. Just keeping par in play as much as possible.
Yeah, and I think that is a good thought here. You know, if you're, you know, a golfer that you want to say, look, I'm trying to shoot par on every hole here. That's, you know, that.
I'm trying to make birdie every hole.
You are trying to make birdie on every hole. Yeah. That keeping that par in play, you can make par without necessarily having to be on a regulation. And that is definitely something for me that I feel like has really taken a step in my own personal game, is that I've gone to that approach. And I think it's been really successful. And you know what? More often than not now, you're right. Like, you know what? I did get it close. I've got that par putt. And, you know, because your confidence, it's even me. I'll say I'm less rattled by what happened because I'm still, now you're right, I'm sitting up there with a par putt. It might be 10 or 12 feet, but hey, I have a par putt now. Like, even my demeanor is better now.
You might have hit an awful tee shot, but now you still got a chance at par.
Yeah.
And how often has a great par or a great up and down saved a round or kept a good round going too? So just always stay in the fight, you know. It, like you watch Tiger the other day. He goes triple, single, triple in the first four holes, right? And yet he's he will not quit the rest of the day. He's not going to make another
trip. He did, by the way, make two more birdies in a row on that front nine.
Yes.
Tiger's not going to quit.
No one's going to quit. Yeah. But he keeps the ball in front of him. You know, you watch these players. There's certain times when you got to just give in and lay up.
Okay, who wins?
I'm going to go with Scotty. I just think it's too much of a story right now.
Yeah. I'll stick with Morikawa, even though I think Scheffler is going to win, but I picked Morikawa last week, so I'll stick with that. There's some great stories at the top here.
It's going to be a great weekend of watching golf, that's for sure.
If Scheffler ends up winning, and the historical piece of that, winning the Players, winning the Masters, he's already won three other tournaments beyond that. Like, this could be, we could be looking at a historic golf season.
And I'm rooting for that.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, I want to thank everybody here at Niagara Frontier Golf Club, including, of course, the great PGA Pro of 34 years here, Dan Antonucci. He's busy here with his member today. So good luck to all the players here at Niagara Frontier. Good luck to all of you if you're playing this weekend. Jeff, thanks so much. Great show.
Yeah, it's fun to be out here, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah.
Thanks to Eric Wood for joining us and Evan DePasquale, our producer back in our Amherst studios. I'll be with you 2 to 5 today for a Belmont show. We'll have Sports Talk Saturday at 11. So lots of local talk here coming up today on WGR. Thanks again for everybody here at Niagara Frontier. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colzio. We'll be at Glen Oak Golf Club in Amherst next week here on Tee to Green on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.